at high temperature around 70, then turning sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air invades the area. Falling temperatures, the 40s on Sunday will feel like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former State Representative Ed Henry pleaded guilty to theft of government property. The charge stems from co-payments that doctors waived for Medicare patients who enrolled in services provided by Henry's company. Henry did not seek re-election last year. An ambulance was stolen at Jackson Hospital Wednesday afternoon. Police say the suspect got stuck on a parking deck after crashing into another vehicle while trying to get away. No one was hurt. Charges are pending against the suspect. And city leaders are working to solidify Montgomery's smart city status. Workers are installing more fiber optic infrastructure to provide faster, more secure connections and free Wi-Fi in downtown areas. They're also converting 22,000 streetlights to smart LEDs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking President Trump to delay his State of the Union address until the government is reopened.
Four Americans, two service members and two civilians were among at least 16 killed in a suicide bombing outside a restaurant in northern Syria.
The FBI making a major arrest in Atlanta.
His alleged intent was to attack the White House by using explosive devices.
A driver captured two women busting a move on the top of an SUV in St. Louis, Missouri, Monday. They didn't have to twerk, especially during rush hour. Well, that was so dangerous. Where's the law when you need it?
Major storm taking aim from coast to coast. Get ready for rain, slush, and snow in a lot of parts.
YouTube is now cracking down on dangerous stunts following a wave of videos that mimic the hit movie Bird Box.
We're not going to allow it and host it on our platform.
He is only in the seventh grade, but a football phenom is already being offered a free ride.
Isaiah Marshall is now the youngest player to receive a scholarship offer from the University of Michigan.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give him a big thumbs up as a thank you for the job that they do and the work that they do. 272-9228, first-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of items you put in there from the wonderful place called Sweet Creek farm market. Let's go to the phones to Patient Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good rainy day, fellas.
Is it raining?
It is now.
Oh, wow.
Just came down your street, so everybody be careful in the traffic. I can't believe how dumb Nancy Pelosi is. This her initial reason for not holding the State of the Union is security. That's as dumb as the folks that tried to steal the ambulance, and that was really dumb. You know, who's dumb enough to believe that there's not any security at the Capitol and you can't have the president walking there?
Well, first of all, the security and the personnel at the Capitol aren't under this thing. Congress no. exempted themselves.
Yes. So she's just dumb. And my answer to, I think it was Ronnie that just called, is that their objective is to get absolutely nothing done the next 2 years to get rid of Donald Trump. So it's going to be total clog and obstruction of all legislation, because I feel they are there to stop what has been done, and that is their only focus. So, because they have no plans, they have announced nothing with any agenda other than to stop Donald Trump.
Yeah. Is that, well, they mention things, they just don't ever do anything.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So they have no agenda. They got the crabby old lady and the grumpy Jew heading up the Democratic Party, and so nothing's going to get done. And may I make a mention about CBS this morning real quick?
Please.
These first two stories about the kids making stuff, the little boy cartoonist and then the little girl making the sugar treat, whose parents aren't even on furlough, who somehow get on the national news as helping out the government shutdown when her parents aren't even laid off. This is as smart as the ambulance theft.
you went on that one twice, huh?
Yeah. What does one have to do with the other? I mean, this is severe desperation the media has got. And
you just remember that what the news report is what has Donald Trump done wrong today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And let's move on to the agenda real quick. The Pew Research poll. Did you hear that?
Did I?
Well, you might have scanned over it, but they had a guy come in. They're now interviewing the, quote, Z generation. You didn't hear him talk about the Z generation.
You say they, who's they?
CBS and the Pew poll took a poll of the Z generation, and their questioning was, when you fill out a questionnaire or something like that, what now they're more likely to say they're the other gender or something other than male or female, and they say that this new Z generation is finally coming around, as if there is now some hope that they have extra letters to choose from on their sexuality.
Oh, so, man. Yeah,
and you know, none of these polls, I really don't believe any of them, because they're all skewed. That's why, you know, Michael Cohen and all this stuff he's saying in Congress about this man's already convicted liar. I'm still pissed off he's got a platform to speak to the whole world before he goes to jail. This is bull, man.
That's what the Democrats wanted.
Well, they got it, man. If that ain't collusion, I ain't never seen it. So, go Trump, roll tide. I'm sorry they lost Jalen Hurts. I think that's a big, big hurt.
Yeah, I agree. That was a great combination. It's a great combination.
But I'm sure we can talk about that in the future.
It was a great combination to have Tua and Jalen.
Yes. So, thank you, guys.
Thank you. I think Jalen's going to find that the Oklahoma line is not as good as what he's been used to. Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard.
Hey, guys. I hadn't got but just a minute because I'm fixing to have to run into a meeting, but wasn't it Reagan who used to do like little fireside chats?
He did. He did radio things that he did, but he didn't. Every address from the Oval Office was behind the desk.
Yeah, but wasn't it kind of like a little fireside chat every now and then where he would come on and talk about issues?
Yeah, he had more appearances on TV than any other president.
What if and you've probably forgot more about politics than I ever knew, but what if Trump, and I don't think he should postpone the State of the Union. I think, if anything, he needs to do just the opposite. He needs to do the fireside chats from the Oval Office almost on a weekly basis and lay out all this stuff. I mean, why would the Democrats not want to secure the border? I mean, we kind of know the reason, but legitimately, in a common sense kind of thing, why would they not want to?
Well, but see, they have not landed the punch of that yet. They're making the argument, but the Democrats are, the first words out of their mouth is, we're for border security. We're for smart border security, but we're not for a wall that is a waste of time and a waste of money. And so they haven't landed the counterpunch to that yet, in my opinion.
I really think he should do the State of the Union. I don't care whether he does it from the Senate or the Congress. It would make more sense to do it like he normally does. But I think every week he ought to come on and he ought to outline all the money that's being lost by the border being open, all the crime that has committed, the lives that are lost. And I think he ought to beat this horse to death. I think every week on Friday evening or something, or maybe Thursday evening, come on and do 10 minutes for the nation.
Yeah, I'm not sure the media, I'm not sure the networks will give him the time.
Well, I appreciate it.
You have a good one.
Y'all have
enjoy
a good day.
Enjoy your meeting. Debbie.
Hi, Dan.
Welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
Hello.
Y'all are missing out on a nice rainy day in there.
Oh, lucky us.
Well, huh? Like you want to, huh? Of course. But listen, I wanted to ask two questions, if you don't mind. One, I read a blog from Ben Ferguson. I'm not sure if he's credible, but he was basically pointing out several areas of spending that the money could come from for the wall. And it sounded pretty credible, but I just don't know who he is enough to say it's credible. Do you know him?
I do not know him.
Okay. Well, that's one of the questions. Another thing is, I saw a little tidbit, and I can't even tell you who put this out, but they were talking about Trump has signed something ensuring that these people that are losing their paycheck right now will get it after this is all over. I was under the impression that normally they did, because my sister was in one of those deals one time under Obama where she didn't get paid for a while, but she got paid after it, you know, the government reopened.
Right.
Isn't that normal? I mean,
that
don't they
normal? Yeah, that is
okay,
normal.
Well, that's what I thought. And so basically it's just if they can hang on long enough to wait until it's done is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, there are all sorts of things that they can do, too. The media is not using their research styles. For example, they have a TSP account, which is a gigantic 401k. You can borrow up to 50% or $50,000 from that, and then when you get your money, you just pay it back. And,
okay.
And so they have access to all sorts of tools that the media is not talking about at all.
I kind of thought so, because my sister didn't seem to think it was a big deal when she was going through it. And I never bothered to ask her why, but that makes complete sense, because I remember her talking about borrowing from that fund, now that you mentioned it. Thank you. That was another thing I needed to know. And the last thing I was going to bring up is basically, in my mind, Trump is missing one area that he hasn't hit on enough, in my opinion. We're always hearing from the Democratic Party, fairness, fairness, fairness. We got to be fair to these people, etc. Have a heart, etc. And he is explaining the ones that are coming in that are creating issues, you know, crimes, etc. But I think he might want to start going towards the newcomers that have spent years to get into this country, spent thousands upon thousands of dollars to get into this country, waiting patiently as they should, and what they feel about all this. Because I'm sure they're not happy with it. I've heard several that weren't.
Yeah, the only people that are really kind of doing that is Fox. Nobody else is doing that. But that's it. See, this is a very tilted story when you're watching it on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC.
Oh, absolutely. It's terrible. And, you know, I got one thing I wanted to bring up to you, if you don't mind. My grandson was watching Trump's speech the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he watched it with me for about, well, the last 10, 15 minutes. Then the commentator from CNN comes on, pretty blonde. And I tuned her out. I don't listen to the commentators. After the speech was over, I wasn't interested. And he looked at me, it wasn't long, he looked at me straight in the face and he said, they don't like Trump, do they?
How old is he?
He's 12 years old.
Man, that's an observant little guy.
Yeah, well, he's gifted. Oh, he wasn't gifted, now they call it something else, but I looked at him, I said, no, they don't, hon. So now I'm tuning in. I want to hear what they're saying for him to look at me like that. And after they went and claimed that he fired General Mathis, and everybody knows Mathis resigned, and it was due to conflicts of blah, 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 you know, given the schmill, he looked at me and he said, that's not what he said. I said, I know. He got up and walked out.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He was not impressed with their commentation at all. But what Trump said was essentially he fired Mathis because he wasn't doing his job, and Obama did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he listened, and he heard that. Now, isn't it something that a 12-year-old can pick that up so quickly, and so many thousands of people in the United States buy into the lie?
Yep, that's discernment.
Oh, it's amazing. I just couldn't get over it. So I'm hoping there's more of these young people that are actually listening. It didn't take him 15 minutes.
I hope so, too.
Have a nice day.
You too.
You for letting me tell you.
Thank you. Let me do this. Cooper, hang on for me. I want to give you plenty of running room or landing room for you since you're a former pilot. We'll be back with Cooper right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen
or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 5757. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is a fame dreamer, my baby line beamer. All the way to the world,
over and over.
I think before I die, anxiety and night, rolling down a mountain,
over and over.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to Cooper, who's been very, very patient with us. Hey, Cooper.
Hey, that was a pretty short break.
We didn't want to leave you hanging on too long.
I meant to mention yesterday, I forgot about it. I don't understand anything about Bitcoin or blockchain, but I really enjoyed Joey's program this, I think it was this weekend.
Yeah, I played that.
Yeah.
Would you do a show on Bitcoin?
Yeah, it was an interview with a friend of mine named Jeffrey Tucker.
Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it, although I have to admit, coming out of the back end, I still don't understand.
Yeah, it's an ongoing technology, and I have a layman's understanding. I would say literary understanding. I'm not a technician on that stuff by any means.
I guess my question is, how can a normal citizen like me utilize it?
I mean, the easiest way to start understanding is just buy a little bit, sell a little bit, maybe try to purchase a few items with it, and you don't have to do a lot of money. If you want to do $100, you can buy $100 worth of Bitcoin.
Okay, how would I buy it?
There are places like Coinbase is probably the most popular one, and they're regulated by FinCEN.
That's like Coinbase.com?
Yep.
Well, I might just do it.
Yeah,
if I bought some a few years ago, I'd be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
What's it selling for now?
I haven't even checked. I had sour grapes from it, I'll be honest. I made money doing it because I got in when it was 90 a Bitcoin. And I sold, and I should have held.
Well, you know, there was a pretty big market for tulip bulbs at one time, too.
True.
But like I said, don't put in more than you can afford to lose. Just have a little fun with it. Maybe learn something about it.
Exactly. It's more the underlying technology, like we talked about. Blockchain is pretty fascinating stuff. A lot of different industries and governments around the world are looking into using.
Did you have Tucker call in?
No, he was here in the studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where's he living?
Hey, enjoy
Atlanta.
I'll let you guys go. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, this is what happened yesterday. Nancy Pelosi, I'm talking about disinviting Trump. This was yesterday as she was heading back to her office.
This is the
isolated, yeah, Nancy.
On the strength of the statement of the Secretary of Homeland Security about all of the resources that are needed to prepare for a State of the Union address, which he calls an event of special security. And so these people are not working. And we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s. So this is respectfully and sadly, proudly, I invited him to come. It was a privilege to invite him to come. the government to shut down, the people who are, that we would have the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the entire Congress of the United States, House and Senate, the Supreme Court, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Cabinet of the United States, did I say that, and the Diplomatic Corps, all in the same room. This is and requires hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown.
That's nuts. Do you realize that he went to a war zone during the shutdown? He flew in Air Force One. And went to a war zone. What does she think the Secret Service does when they're during the shutdown? They go home or something? Yeah, if you want them, you can go ahead and get them.
Goodness.
And this is what, you know, I want to see some fairness at ABC, NBC, and CBS and actually interview somebody who knows something about the subject and can talk intelligently about it. As someone who, and I'm sure Dan Bongino will be on all over Fox talking about it because he was there during the Obama administration, during some Obama administration shutdowns. And, you know, I was there during Reagan shutdowns. And everybody just keeps doing what they're doing. Let me do this. Let me go to a quick break so I can give Soldier Boy some running room here. This hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Prattville and Eastern Bypass location. Go by and see Duke Brubaker. Down record. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Let me tell you something. They want to sell trucks and cars to you at great prices. Take advantage of it. They're ready to deal. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
My shoulder holds the weight of the world.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump has not responded to her request that he reschedule the State of the Union address of the partial government shutdown still happening a week from next Tuesday.
I'm not denying the platform at all. We're saying let's get a date when government is open. Let's pay the employees. Maybe he thinks it's okay not to pay people who do work. I don't. And my caucus doesn't either.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox,
that's a real affront to the American people. And what I would suggest is that Senator McConnell's in charge of the Senate. Let's host it in the Senate.
The president's former attorney, Michael Cohen, says he, at President Trump's direction, hired a tech company to try to rig two online polls during the 2016 campaign. Cohen's responding to a Wall Street Journal story that also claims he pocketed some of the money. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says in a statement the president knew nothing about the polls and that Cohen's a thief. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A little disturbance drifting through the area today. Scattered showers around from time to time today and tonight, with a high today in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight slowed down to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, a mild day. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s with mostly cloudy skies, then showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening and Saturday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. High temperature around 70, then turning sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air invades
reach the area. Falling temperatures. The 40s on Sunday will feel like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Ben.
Soulja Boy, before you get started here, I want to congratulate you on that Florida game against Michigan.
That lesson was taught, wasn't it?
Oh, man. I tell you, the second half, because they were kind of gassing a little bit at the first half, but they just tore them up. What did they? Michigan scored 3 points in the second half, and Florida scored like 28 or something.
Yep.
It was unbelievable.
I give credit all of that. I'd give about 90% of that credit to our coach, putting them in the right place at the right time, calling the right plays on offense, because those are the same players. And most of those players were on the last two seasons at 4-7.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, what they did is they cracked the code on them, and they figured out how to stop their offense just cold, and then where they were weak in defense and their defense, you know, just blew right through them.
And, man, that crowd went wild that last, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. That was definitely home field advantage for you guys.
Gator Nation definitely showed up. Hey, I'm calling about... what is it? My Supreme Court Justice RGB, is that her name?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What is wrong with her? I'm hearing reports left and right, and then I saw a video, and where she said they asked her when she would ever step down from the Supreme Court, and she says
never.
Only, well, no, she said only when my health got to a point it was so bad that she could not do and fulfill her job, or you know her. I guess her role as a Supreme Court justice. But then lately I've seen she's staying in some medical place and she's listening to all the cases via internet on a monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not doing your job. You're supposed to have your butt there to work.
Well, it's not.
She's just hanging in there for the Democrats.
Just because somebody says something doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do it.
Well, she reminds me of that movie Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as she croaks, they're going to prop her up and put her in cryogenics and put her up there. Because what would happen if she goes before, I mean, Trump gets out the first term? And Lord have mercy, she ain't going to make a second term if Trump runs again.
I think the odds are actually pretty good at that.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, I don't want to speak ill of someone who is ill.
No, but I just say I see facts as they are, you know. I've seen her condition. I've seen her situation and everything. And, you know, time is at hand. And this would be a very important vote.
A very important vote. And she may, you know, they may hold off the votes until she gets back and she's listening to oral arguments. So,
right.
And basically what they do is they meet in a conference room and they vote on it.
Right. I just don't think I love it when Fox played that clip about her saying that she would step down the day that she felt her health was impaired, that she couldn't do her job. And evidently, if you can't make it to work, you know, then it's starting to impair or affect her job.
Oops. Yep.
So, did you see the movie?
What movie?
The RBG.
No, I did not.
I don't think I'm even going to spend my $2 at the Redbox on that one either. I think that'll be a waste of my $2.
I think it would be too. I don't think they would take the slant that you would like them to take.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I appreciate it. You know, have a great day and stay out of the rain.
Again, congratulations on Florida.
Thank you.
Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Doing well. Dodging rain again.
How hard is it raining?
Not very. It's just enough to make you run the windshield wipers on intermittent.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a little damp. Probably better if it would rain. The street wouldn't be as slick.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I don't really have anything to add, but I was going to tell you guys have a good day and get me in for that Sweet Creek drawing.
Oh, man, you're not even going to talk to me? You just want to get in the Sweet Creek farm?
Well, I want to make sure I don't forget the Sweet Creek, and then we can cover the JWB factor.
The JWB. Oh, not JWB. I got you. Give me a month and day of birth.
626. I'm a whole different month.
That's kind of
silly.
Oh, man, I tell you. Yeah, I've been... James Cole saved me. My ice maker was clogged, and he came over and he got me thawed out. And the first thing I said to him, he asked me how I was doing. I sent him a picture of a scotch and water with ice on it. I said, to let him know. I said, I'm doing great now.
That's usually a good sign. Hey, I really on this subject, I don't know if sticking to his guns is going to get us what we want, but I hope he sticks to his guns. Trump, that is.
Well, it did. It may not get him what he wants from the Democrats, but he certainly is going to be in a commanding, can end up with a commanding position out of this. And that, I like the odds of that.
I cannot see them capitulating and not doing the State of the Union. Now, question for you, since you would know this answer. Okay, so Pelosi disinvites him. He does not acknowledge that, carries on with the speech. Is she a no-show for that speech?
Yeah, let me tell you, it would be a challenging part of the separation of powers in government. She has the right to invite him, and she has the right to not invite him. I think politically it's a very bad thing to not invite him. And I think that if he just kind of showed up, I think that would, I don't know how that would look. I think if he does it at the Senate, that's a different ballgame.
So he needs to acknowledge one way or the other her letter then, correct?
He doesn't. Actually, he doesn't. I mean, he can just start planning and doing all his own stuff. I mean, he could just ignore it and go do his own thing and not give her an answer. By the way, Trump has denied aircraft for Pelosi's overseas trip after House Speaker calls to postpone the State of the Union.
That's great. I love that.
Yep.
Give him hell, Trump.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, he's the master, and I'm just gonna tell you, everybody, you know, all these naysayers, you know, he's over his head, he doesn't know what he's doing. That guy knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, they're just not used to having the game played this way.
Exactly. So play on.
There you go. Trump on and play on. Wayne, you have a great day, brother.
Have a great day. Bye now.
Ta-ta. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Let's see. Let's talk about... we're going to get you all hot and bothered here.
Yeah. Rand eventually. Paul. Eventually. I really like what Rand Paul has to say. And even Ainsley and Steve. Don't get me started on Brian Kilmeade, though.
Good. This is Senator Rand Paul on Fox and Friends this morning. They had an audience, by the way, in the studio.
Senator, any hope for an end to the shutdown?
I've got the answer. I brought it today.
Fantastic.
I introduced it yesterday. It's called the Shutdown Prevention Act. And what it does is this. If Congress has not passed their appropriation bills on time and the government's going to shut down, the money keeps being spent, but at 1% cut across the board, everything.
And if in 90 days they still haven't done their job and passed the spending bills, it's cut to 98%. So you cut 1% every 90 days, and that's the hammer. And we need to do that anyway. But what happens is Congress will see the money declining and say, oh, but government wouldn't shut down. We would keep spending the money, but we would spend a little bit less and then a little bit less.
Great theory, but it never passed, right?
Well, we're going to see. I mean, that's another point, is the country has to decide. If every Democrat votes against my bill, it shows that the Democrats really aren't serious about shutdown or preventing shutdown.
How do you see this all shaking out? What's going to happen?
You know, I was at the White House yesterday, and I talked with the president of this, and the president's a negotiator. People know that. But you can't negotiate with someone who's not willing to negotiate. Right now, Nancy Pelosi's position is zero. All right, the president's position is $5.7 billion. I think he's staying on that. But to tell you the truth, I think there is, my opinion, a meeting somewhere in the middle, but Nancy Pelosi has to come off of zero. She stays at zero. Really, this is on Nancy Pelosi keeping the government shut because she's not willing to negotiate or compromise.
What do you guys think, that if it was a 2.5, would that still be considered a win? Or does he keep playing this out and does the national security issue and does a national emergency, which seems a little more likely to me?
I would prefer he not do the national emergency, but I don't know if 2.5 is enough for a win. Depends on what else is on the tree.
Yeah, I think that 2.5 looks too compromising. I think his point needs to be 5 was compromising. So let's continue on with Rand Paul, the Pelosi disinvite. And he's going to suggest to do it in the Senate.
The American people are starting to go, wait a minute, they're still shut down because she's still saying zero. Let's see what the polling looks like coming up shortly. In the meantime, yesterday, she sent the president a note. Hey, because there's a shutdown, this is a scary place. The Secret Service and Department of Homeland Security, those people aren't getting paid. We got to worry about security, even though they said nobody talked to us and we're fine. She is trying to essentially call off the State of the Union.
Yeah, I think that's a real affront to the American people. And what I would suggest is that Senator McConnell's in charge of the Senate. Let's host it in the Senate. This would be the first time in history that the House would deny a president the forum of speaking. If she's going to do that, let's hold it in the Senate.
Let's ask the crowd right here. Do you think it's a good idea, if Nancy Pelosi won't host it, move across the building into the Senate? Yeah. Round of applause. All right.
That was the in-studio crowd that was there, about 40 people. Let's go to the phones and go to Old Navy. My good friend, Old Navy. Old Navy, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful on this rainy Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, is it raining hard in Prattville?
I'm over on base right now.
Oh, okay.
Went to the gym today.
What's the activity like on base?
Business as usual. I mean, the guards are still there at the gate, and people are still shopping the commissary and exchange, and people are manning up to the gym, and I can't see that there's anything going on.
There are no planes falling out of the sky or anything like that, right?
No. In fact, there's planes flying today.
That's good.
I was wondering if I could change direction a bit and talk about Social Security disability.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I've come to a point in my life where I had to apply for Social Security disability. And I didn't know anything about it before I started this application process. But boy, I have become a fast learner.
Which you already are, Master Chief.
did you and the audience know that even if you were approved right away after a debilitating accident, that you're still not going to get a check for the first 5 months?
Didn't I know that?
Yep. That's their fee for having to go through and do all the paperwork for your disability. But you're going to go 5 months, so you better have at least 5 months of emergency money if you were to become disabled, or otherwise you're going to be really hurting. The other thing is that 67% across the United States and 74% here in the South, they get their initial request refused by the Social Security Administration system.
Yep. And I'll tell you a secret about why they do it like that. Is they're trying to wait you out. They're hoping that you're, and I hate to say this, but they're hoping you're going to die.
That's right. So then if you go ahead and you challenge that finding and you get yourself a lawyer, it's going to cost you $6,000. Then your chances of winning when you get in front of the judge are 67%. So that to me means that no one's looking at how badly they're treating people the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So they've basically created a whole new industry of lawyers to prey on people that have already are hurting, and they're going to take another $6,000 out of whatever they owe you in the rears. Not to mention waiting for a court date. I had to wait 19 months to get my court hearing in front of a judge here in Montgomery. And it's no less in Birmingham or Huntsville or Mobile. So 19 months. So that's pretty close to 2 years that you have to wait before. And then after the trial is held, or you're still not told that you won yet. You have to wait for paperwork to say that you won. And you have to wait for paperwork to say how much they're going to pay you for how long they've made you wait. So I'm still in a waiting process, and we're at 2 years right now, 24 months. So the average person is not going to have 2 years worth of money saved up. So just buyer beware, let you know that it's out there.
Yep, and again, it is planned obsolescence. They are trying to slow the process down, because imagine if they have a mortality factor of 15%, how much money they're saving.
Yeah, and please sign me up for the Sweet Creek drawing, please.
Absolutely, Old Navy. Give me month and day of birth.
10:30.
Is it 10:30 again?
You say that every time. All right, thanks,
Old Navy. Good talking to you. Bye. Again, buddy. Enjoyed talking to you yesterday.
We have some breaking news.
Yeah?
We read the letter Nancy Pelosi sent Donald Trump, I guess, yesterday, canceling, disinviting him from the State of the Union address in the House of Representatives.
Oh, we have a response.
Well, it's a response, but it's not a direct response. The White House is continuing to kind of be quiet or ignore Nancy's letter, but Trump has struck back and sent a letter of his own to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It's pretty short.
Are we ready? Let's do this. Let's take a break, and then so we have plenty of tea time here.
Sounds good.
Right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Listen to
272-9228. That's where we are. I have to read the letter from Donald J. Trump to Madam Speaker. Short, sweet.
Oh, yes.
To the point. Audience, you're going to get a kick out of this. Trump-ohm, my friend, Trump-ohm.
Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump.
Ta-da!
This was an hour before Pelosi was supposed to leave for this trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan.
Okay, so what was the first word out of her mouth? That son of...
Wow.
Man. So she was taking a special aircraft mission. Do.
So he hasn't really addressed the disinvite about the State of the Union.
Hope to see you soon, though.
But he's like, I can play this game of letters, too.
So she was about to leave and be gone for 7 days, and she was going to be in Egypt, Brussels, and
Afghanistan. Yeah.
Should have kept the Afghanistan part on there. So you can't go to Brussels or Egypt, but you can go to Afghanistan. I like that. That's a big old fat touche type thing. I like the heck out of that. We may have to do that again. Read that one again later on. Let's do this. Rand Paul on Syria.
Yesterday, the tragic news of 16 deaths in Syria, in an area in which we occupied, four of which were American, two contractors and two soldiers. Lindsey Graham heard this as chairman of Judiciary. He was dealing with the bar hearings, and he realized his greatest fear was coming true. As we leave a vacuum, ISIS is moving in. ISIS claimed responsibility. Listen.
Every American wants our troops to come home, but I think all of us want to make sure that when they do come home, we're safe. So I would hope the president would look long and hard of where he's headed in Syria.
You still feel strongly that we should pull out of an area?
Yeah, I talked to the president yesterday about this in the White House, and the president's first concern is over the loss of life, and I think his heart goes out to those families. He's been to Walter Reed. He talked very passionately yesterday about the deaths of our soldiers and how he wants to be different than most presidents who say, oh, we're going to go to war, but we're never going to win. We're never going to come home. To those who say, and Lindsey Graham, frankly, is just wrong on this, but to those who say if we leave, they'll reorganize, they've been killing each other for 1,000 years over there. Mm-hmm. They still celebrate the Battle of Karbala from 680 AD.
But that has nothing to do with this.
Let me finish. What I would say is they've been killing each other for 1,000 years. There's always going to be radical Islam over there. What has to happen, and we have helped these people to the tune of trillions of dollars, they need to stand up and fight. We've killed 99% of ISIS. Is there a remnant over there? Yes. Can they not kill 1%? Can they not do their job? What I would say is that when Islam begins to police Islam is when I think it's going to happen. Senator, but America can't always be the one that pays for it and has to fight America's the war.
Shut up, Brian.
Brian doesn't know. I mean, he just gets all over himself. Okay, so it gets really worse here. So Brian is going to start arguing with Rand Paul, who's a pretty bright individual, by the way.
for it. It's amount of stopping the next 9/11 attack. And one thing is clear. When we had the 9/10 policy of Bill Clinton of not letting al-Qaeda metastasize in Afghanistan, they end up killing thousands of people here in New York City. When we had the Barack Obama policy of pulling out of Iraq prematurely, we get ISIS and almost lose the entire region.
Here's the argument, Brian, and it's a fallacy. We've been in Afghanistan for 17 years. So people like yourself say, oh, it's precipitous. We're going to leave Afghanistan 2 years. We've been there 17 years. You will say the same team in 17 more years and say, oh, it's too soon to leave. In 1,000 years, you can say, these people are going to be killing each other in 1,000 years.
It's about us, not about them.
They are killing us.
And they are Islamic extremists targeting us. What don't you understand about that?
We've got a big... But the thing is the Constitution was very clear. When we go to war, we're supposed to vote on it. Congress authorizes it. We have not authorized the war in Syria.
Are there going to be some people that do remain, some of our soldiers that remain there, just to try to protect our country from ISIS?
And the interesting thing, for all the gnashing of teeth, the president is actually moving most of the forces about 50 miles away. There's a big base in Iraq. But the president says one thing over and over again, and this is very important, even for Brian to understand, is that the Iraq war was a huge mistake. It destabilized the Middle East and it made Iran stronger. Iran's best ally now is Iraq. The government of Iraq that we put in place is now best friends with Iran, and Iran is stronger. And everybody worries about Iran, but it's mainly because we went in, we destabilized the Middle East. Our interventions backfire. We got rid of Gaddafi in Libya, and it got worse.
The Middle East was destabilized, and Saddam Hussein was brutal, and you have a 2018 philosophy.
We're going to have to leave
Senator,
it right
thank
there.
Thank you for
Brian is so over his head in this thing.
Yeah, and you can hear his disdain. Like, his points don't make any sense. And excuse me, pardon me, one suicide bomber gets lucky. They get information. They kill two contractors, two soldiers, and I guess 12 other people.
And here's the...
And so that means another 9/11 is about to happen. Give me a break, bro.
Well, here's a problem that these guys had, is they kept going to the same restaurant.
Yeah.
They didn't change it up. And so the more I've read about this, it seems, one, as I said to Pollock yesterday, this is a lone bomber. Yeah. He's the one who brought up the restaurant. When you look at it, they attended that restaurant several times, so they knew they were in there. Have you seen the video of the explosion?
No.
It is unbelievable.
And, you know, Dr. Pollack yesterday was fantastic. And I think Dr. Pollack might argue a little bit with Rand Paul. I think they have a slight disagreement. But I think it would be high-minded, a very good debate about tactics.
It wouldn't be at Brian Kilmeade level.
Right. Brian Kilmeade, it's an example I was talking about yesterday, Dan. These sort of attacks have been happening in Afghanistan for a while. And it's like, why is it now on your morning show that you, Brian Kilmeade, and the rest of Fox and Friends are focusing on it? Because you don't like the president's strategy, right? And you're going to bash anybody, as he attempted to do to Rand Paul, who gives voice to a pretty good argument for why you need to move troops 50 miles into Iraq and get the hell out of Syria.
New Show 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break for the final hour of the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.